Speaking Monday at a ceremony marking the resumption of oil production at the Tharjas oil field, Erwan Geri, president of the South Petroleum Operating Company, says the company faced enormous challenges getting to this day.
This simple yet important event today signifies that ESPOC has finally resumed production after very challenging and trying, almost 8 years in shutdown. 8 years in shutdown. We never lost hope that we will return to Tharjas to continue our ESPOC legacy, to be here for the community, to be here for MOP and ESPOC partners, and to be here for the Republic of South Sudan. Now all our dreams have come true.
Geri says the company expects to produce up to 8,000 barrels per day by the end of 2021. Oil production at the oil field stopped in 2013 when the area turned into a fierce battleground between rebels and government forces. South Sudan Petroleum Minister Port Kang says the resumption of oil production at Block 5A will make a significant contribution to the country's economy and development.
Resumption to us as a government means economic security, not only to the government of the Republic of South Sudan, but as well to the communities in the vicinities of oil producing areas. It also means security to us. Like it was said earlier by the governor of Warabi State, if all of these young people are working, if we engage all of them, nobody will fight. So it means security to us. But most importantly, it means development.
In the beginning, the Block 5A oil well will only produce 3,000 barrels a day. But Kang says South Petroleum hopes to increase that amount to 16,000 barrels per day in the near future. He says the war that erupted in 2013 hurt South Sudan's domestic production, which pushed the country into extreme debt.
The damage we have done to ourselves, the 2013 crisis, have contributed negatively toward the delivery of services to our people. In a sense that we have entered into debt that we were supposed not to enter into. And today, we have companies, we have banks that would walk to my office and the Ministry of Finance and take all the cargoes because we have signed such agreements with them.
Warab State Governor Aleu Ayanya Aleu says oil revenues should be shared with oil-producing communities and states to avoid future crisis in the country.
If the percentage that was meant for civilians or for citizens who come from oil-producing areas was given to them from the beginning, there would not have been war. Everybody would have been very busy doing his own business, because if the oil was shared correctly, we would not have fought. So with the flow of this oil here, Cameron Minister, the 5% man for the people here should not be interfered with.
Oil-producing states are entitled to 3% and oil-producing communities are entitled to 2% of oil revenues, according to South Sudan's transitional constitution. Petroleum Minister Kang distanced himself and the Petroleum Ministry from the handling of oil revenues.
We don't keep money as the Ministry of Petroleum. We only sell crude and the money does not come to us. The money goes to the public treasury. That is the Ministry of Finance. But we are working, and the two ministers know that there was a time I went to the council, presented this, and the council said we should remove what belongs to communities, what belongs to estates. But when it is where from Juba to the estates, if anything happened in there, you don't blame also us.
South Sudan produces between 165,000 and 170,000 barrels per day. Oil accounts for 98% of South Sudan revenue. The country was hard hit by lower international oil prices in 2020, combined with an already devastated economy due to the 5.5-year civil war. The current price of a barrel of Nile Blend crude is between $40 and $70. The audio used in this story was provided by the press unit at the Petroleum Ministry. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.